With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Presidential security is under the microscope being reviewed at the White House following Saturday evening's attack at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C.
Chief of Staff Susie Wiles will hold a meeting this week with officials from the White House Operations Team, the Secret Service, and the Department of Homeland Security to discuss security protocol at events with the president. There are several large, high-profile events in the months ahead where Donald Trump is expected to participate. Among them, he's set to mark the nation's 250th anniversary, oversee the U.S. co-hosting the World Cup, and hold political rallies ahead of November's midterm elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House reconvenes today, may take a vote on a bipartisan bill to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security, and that includes the Secret Service. Iran's latest peace proposal reportedly lacks one key ingredient sought by the U.S. That's a pledge by Tehran to abandon its nuclear ambitions.
Two officials with knowledge of the Iran proposal say Tehran also wants the U.S. to end its blockade of the country as part of its proposal to lift its chokehold on the strait. Oil prices are rising after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the strait remains despite a ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister is in Russia Monday to meet President Vladimir Putin as part of a trip that includes stops in Pakistan and Oman. Meanwhile, Pakistan's leaders are continuing to try to bridge significant gaps between the two countries to revive the talks. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Last night's powerful storms that swept North Texas left at least two people dead. There is a lot of property damage as well. Parts of Oklahoma were also hard hit. The Dow's down 28 points. NASDAQ is off 55. And this is SRN News. New report on religious switching.
The primary finding of the Pew Research Center poll is that around the world, Catholicism is losing adherents while Protestantism is gaining them. The study also concludes that when a person leaves the Catholic Church, he usually becomes a Protestant, though some give up on religion altogether. When a person leaves Protestantism, he rarely becomes a Catholic, though usually opting to become unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in some states are turning to the Bible in a bid to improve the behavior of students. Texas mandating that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom. It's also approved optional Bible-infused curriculum for elementary schools, and a proposal set for a vote in June would add Bible stories to required reading lists. In neighboring Oklahoma, education officials require public schools to begin incorporating the Bible into lesson plans for students in grades 5 through 12. This is SRN News. Growing number of cash-strapped blue states, Maine among them, are pushing higher taxes on top earners, but there are warnings that the strategy could backfire.
Critics are calling it a risky strategy, pointing to Maine's recent hike on top earners to 9.15%, now among the highest in the nation. They argue these policies could drive wealthy residents, including small business owners, out of the state, shrinking the tax base. With states like California and New York already near the top, opponents say lower tax red states stand to benefit from the migration.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says lawmakers in Illinois and New Jersey are weighing new millionaire taxes, while Washington state's already enacted a 9.9% rate on top incomes. King Charles arriving in Washington today. It's a four-day state visit celebrating the U.S. 250th anniversary. More details, SRNNews.com.